Ann in St. Louis. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, John. Well, I have a notice of an unusual event, not having to do with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, but having to do with a tsunami that hit the New Jersey shore.
Really?
Yes, and they found this thing by retrospect. They studied the buoy data, the National Buoy Database, and they do that after, you know, when they get the data in, they probably run it through some kind of a computer program. But in any case, they discovered that all the buoys had, first they had sank, and then they had risen up. And the highest, I mean, it was just like a tsunami. But they didn't have any earthquakes in the region, and they didn't know of any subsurface slides of dirt. And they're kind of bewildered by this event. It was measured at least 30 to 100 buoys, and they were mostly south of Long Island and along the New Jersey shore.
When did this happen, Ann?
Yeah, this happened June 13th,
okay.
And they're just reporting on it about 10 days later, I guess. And they're bewildered. They want to know what caused it. So one of the suggestions that's been put forth is that it was caused by the weather. Well, there was a derecho. Remember the derecho that came through St. Louis, Missouri, and then ended up on the East Coast. But the derecho does not have a particularly low center. There have been storms that have gone up the East Coast of the United States that have had much lower lows, and which did not create tsunamis. And so they're calling this an extremely rare weather event. Well, that just doesn't hold true, because there was no particularly low pressure system going up the East Coast at that time. There could have been an underground slide. There could have been a maybe they sunk a sub. Is that possible? Well, yeah, it's possible. We know that the Russian and the Chinese and I forget who else, is Venezuela, I think, is running subs off the East Coast and the West Coast. One interesting suggestion was that the continental shelf moved. Now, that would seem a little unlikely, except that when Superstorm Sandy came through New Jersey, it actually registered on the West Coast seismic monitors. And they said at that time that Superstorm Sandy moved the country.
Really?
And And so it's possible that, I mean, there was no Superstorm Sandy this time, but it's possible that the reason that Superstorm Sandy moved the seismic monitors, they recorded earthquakes all across the country, was because there might be a weakness, maybe, in the crust at that location. We know that the North Magnetic Pole has moved 11 degrees in the last 20 years, and probably 20 degrees in the last 40 years. So it could be a rotation of the, could be like a continental drift, John.
Right.
And they're going to be looking at this, but this is a very unusual event. And we're seeing it not from satellites, but from actual instrumentation here on the Earth that the National Buoy Database contains.
So how high did the tsunami go on the 13th of Jan?
Yeah, well, at first there was a falling, and then below sea level, and then it came back to sea level, and it went above sea level about a foot at the moment.
Okay. All right.
But it was all along the coast of New Jersey and south of Long Island. And actually, it was put on national news, and I had to do some research. And on national news, they actually had a graphic that showed the shoreline and then like a circles out in this. You know how the East Coast kind of bends at Long Island and goes east? And,
right.
And before that, down along New Jersey, it's kind of going southwest. Well, they put a circle out there so that it would fill in that space, equidistant from the north part and the east part. And they said something would have happened here. But they don't know. I mean, the scientists don't know. They have an observation, and they have some theories, and they'll be testing their hypotheses. But it would not surprise me if there had been a crustal movement, just because of all the other things that are happening. Now, we have to remember, this was before the solstice, and this was before the supermoon, by 5 days right. or so. And so it's kind of exciting, but at the same time, you just wonder, what is going on, John?
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate the update, Ann. If you get any more, please get back with us.
All right, John. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for the call. April in New Jersey. Good morning, April.
Hi, good morning, Mr. Moore. I just wanted to add something to Ann's conversation about the tsunami in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. I happen to have lived right across from the inlet, Barnegat Inlet, for many years. And I read in a local newspaper, and I shared this with Ann, too, it did happen. It was actually 6 feet, and the tsunami extended from Rhode Island, the impact of the wave, the force from Rhode Island, down to about Virginia. They're investigating.
Really?
Oh, yeah. But what happened here in New Jersey was that the wave on the 13th swept up on the southern side of Barnegat Inlet, on the side where the lighthouse, Barnegat Lighthouse, is positioned, and that actually was built way back during the Civil War. And the wave came up. First, before the wave came up, it swept divers out into sea.
Right.
And then when the wave came up, it swept the fishermen into the inlet, and there had to be air and sea rescue to save the people. And one of the people was sadly injured. And it hasn't been an update to their condition, but they were swept right off of the jetty where they were fishing into the sea. And the men, they saw they have the diving, the little flags when people go down to dive.
Right. Right.
And there's a very large and very busy fishing fleet there, commercial fishing fleet at Barnegat Inlet. And it's been there forever, like 100 years.
Right.
And the fishermen came in on those huge boats, and they saw the flags. Then they didn't see the flags. And then they're wondering what's going on with the water. And they were the ones, because they saw the flags, knew that the divers had to have been swept away. And because of them, they found the divers and saved them. And then yesterday, I tried to send Anne the article I found about this whole situation with the
right.
investigation, but
right.
I was trying to email her all day, and I couldn't get anything out towards it. Kept stopping my email to her. It was the oddest thing.
Okay.
So I'm on the internet now, and if you look at the United States Geological Survey, there were three earthquakes that happened, and one was in Sydney, Maine. Then you go south, and you go, the next one is Rockaway, New Jersey. And then below that is in Kingston, North Carolina. Now, when you go out to the Atlantic Ridge, right along the ridge, there's one right off of, south of Iceland. Then there's one in the middle between Africa and the African coast and,
right.
Florida. And then that huge one that you just talked about, the 6.4.
Right.
So, there's, if you follow the trend and you look at these little dots, which are huge on this map,
right.
you'll see that there's something stirring in the Atlantic Ocean. And I'm looking at the 7-day all magnitudes worldwide page. And now there was just one in Ecuador, a huge one in Ecuador. But there's something going on out in the ocean. I don't know, but I think it's a shifting and a fall because you have to have the, I forget the name of it, but it starts with a sub, it's called sub something
subduction.
Or other type. That's it.
Subduction.
Sorry
yeah.
about that.
Right. Okay.
And that's what has to occur for the sucking in of the water and coming
right.
back. But
right.
there's a shift out there, and it's right here on the map. I'm looking
well,
at
April,
it right
we,
now.
We appreciate the call, and it sounds like you're paying careful attention to that. Get that stuff to Ann, and just keep us in touch, okay?
I will. And my parents live there right at the shore, and let me tell you, the roads are flooded every week. Everything you say about the waters rising, it is clearly evident here in New Jersey.
Well, at the moment it's incremental. At some point it's going to be a dramatic, violent event.
Oh, it's going to be a violent. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.